great advice your dad gave you.
Right.
Now, you could call in the great advice, or you can call in the quote.
Right.
Great advice.
Yes.
Okay?
Great advice, yes.
877-764-2535. Stan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to start off by saying I started listening to PLR when I was in high school.
Well, thank you.
And I graduated in 72. I've been around for a while, and especially on Father's Day weekend, it gives me a chance to look back on how much my dad has influenced me. And he's been gone for many, many years now, but you know, his influence on me is still with me today. And he worked in a foundry in Ansonia. Hard work, dirty, hot, and it convinced me to get a good education, and now I'm an engineer getting towards the end of my career. But there was something that he instilled upon me, this whole idea of something simple. Always be there to help your neighbors, because you don't know when you might need their help.
Wow.
And that has held true in many instances. Nowadays, we might refer to it as karma. And you guys have done a tremendous job, you know, with the things that you've done of basically paying it forward, helping the community, toy drive. And I still look back on when we had the hurricanes. The morning crew was there at 10:30 at night helping out the overnight guy with all of what was happening in the community and helping out with folks, and just because radio was about the only thing we had to go by. But my dad, great influence upon me. Hard work, just focused on things, and because of that, I'm thankful that, you know, this is where I am in my life right now.
What was your dad's name?
Joe.
Joe. That was my dad's name.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well, here's to Joe.
Yeah.
Yay.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was Stan's idea to do this.
Cool.
I just hung up on Stan.
Whoops.
What a beautiful moment that was, wasn't it?
It was.
See? It was a great moment, and then I just hang up on the guy
and click
who created this whole beautiful moment.
Right.
Love in the air, then I just hang up.
Great. Yeah, so don't hang up.
Dead advice, dead advice, dead advice, dead advice. One good line can change your life. Dead advice.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
All right.
Calling the great advice you got from Dad. 877-764-2535. It could be the great advice, or it could be the great advice.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Hello.
Hello.
My advice my dad gave me was don't poop where you eat.
Yes. Don't ask where you eat. Yep.
I get that many times. That advice.
Yeah.
You did not take the advice?
No. I wish I did. I dated a guy from work. And it did not go well whatsoever. Now I have to see him every day.
Oh, this is a hell you're living now.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Years.
Gotcha.
Years. I was on your show a few weeks ago.
I remember you.
Segment.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
That did not go over well. But I did go on a date with a 24-year-old that saw me from your show, and it's going well.
Nice.
Huh.
Look at that.
And how old are you?
Though.
How old are you?
34.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it seems like a lot now. As you get older, it's not that much.
No.
No. Are you going to leave me when I'm old and wrinkly? That's the question.
Right.
Well, right.
He'll dump by then.
So he's got to be a mature 24-year-old.
Well, yeah. He was in the Marines. I think that matures you a little bit.
That brings you up fast.
Yeah, if he knows discipline,
it makes a man out of you fast.
It does.
Yeah. So... I wanted to say thank you for that segment, though. It actually brought me some, you know, some people in the inbox, so.
Yeah. Now, when you say inbox.
Yeah.
My DMs.
Okay. Oh, okay. Very good.
Right. The show and they found me. So.
All right. Well, we want to have you back.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I would love to come back.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Alicia.
All right.
All right. Ruth, let's work on that, please.
And good luck. Yes.
All right, the great advice you got from Dad. Rob Manorville.
Me and my dad were standing our fence at the house, and we were listening to Jimmy Soul's, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you never make a pretty woman for your wife. So from my personal point of view, pick an ugly girl to marry you. He said, Rob, listen to these words. Listen to them carefully. A month later, he announced that they were getting a divorce.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, then they sold the house, and that fence was never painted.
Right.
For 10 years, the people that owned that house had a half-stained fence that they refused to paint.
Okay, right. Did you end up marrying a pretty woman, or did that... So what are you saying?
I've been engaged to a pretty woman for the past almost 7 years now.
Wow.
Because financial situations, we are not able to get married, because every time we save money up, we get, like, a car accident, a death in the family, or we have to move.
Okay.
So... we should be married.
It sounds like some kind of a hex on you.
Have to move. What do you make? Do you mess?
Yeah, there's a dark cloud that forms, follows me everywhere I go. There's a little Kremlin from the Kremlin that's like messing with me all the time.
Okay, by the way, you don't need any money to get married.
No.
You don't need money to get married.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I want to give her a nice wedding, though. I mean, we could just go to the courthouse today and get married. But,
right.
Like, you know, where's the pageantry and any of that?
Right, right.
Hmm.
With a long train, everything. Yes. Whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay. That was depressing.
A word. Jim in Sayville.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, my dad was an extremely kind and generous person, and he taught all his children to be the same. Unfortunately, he had Parkinson's for 23 years. So he started with walking sticks for help, and then a cane, and then a walker, then a better walker, and then an electric scooter.
Yeah.
And each time he progressed, he always ensured that the prior device was donated. At 92, he went into hospice on a Friday. By Tuesday, he was unresponsive. So you just sit with him, hold his hand, and talk to him. That next Friday, my mom said, hey, could you run to the store for me? So I go to the store, and as I'm driving, I see a man on the sidewalk walking. He's on crutches, and he only has one leg. I hear my dad's voice in my head. It says, scooter. Stop the car, talk to the gentleman, Navy vet, and he would love to have a scooter, get a scooter. So I take his name and number, and I go back to my dad's. The guy's name is John, same as my dad. I sit next to my dad, hold his hand, tell him the story, and 2 minutes later, he passes.
Whoa.
Wow.
I just got some serious chills.
Yeah, seriously. Yep.
Wow, that's a beautiful story.
Your dad
that
was
is
cool.
A great lesson in life as well.
Exactly, yep. Your dad was good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he taught us well. Yep, yep.
Wow. That's a good one,
hey,
man.
Hey, AJ, Ward Melville, class of 75.
Oh, yeah, really? Cool. Class of 80.
Okay.
Nice.
You know, AJ drove a motorcycle down the hallway.
Yeah, maybe you were there for it, yeah.
Kind of a legendary moment.
Legendary moment, yeah, in 10th grade. That would be like 1977, 78. Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah. Yeah. Maybe you heard of it. Of course not. You were gone already.
Haven't, but...
Thank you, Jim.
This doesn't feel awkward at all.
No. Yeah. That was more awkward than, like, hearing his dad pass.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll see you, man. Wow, that's really beautiful.
That's very cool. Yeah, I got a scooter.
Those are the things that happen that you know there's more going on than just us here. There's you can believe in the afterlife or not or whatever, but when stuff like this happens, you're like, there's something else.
Divine intervention, yep.
Okay, whatever.
It's
not divine intervention.
Isn't that what that means, divine intervention? Like,
no, do you know what divine intervention means?
Apparently not, no.
No.
Appreciate the honesty.
Thank you, yes.
This is what happens when you call stupid people. I include myself there. He just called in this beautiful story,
right.
And now we're arguing about the definition of divine intervention.
Right.
That's not divine. Intervention is an... do you know what intervention is?
Yeah, when you kind of butt in, yeah. When you get in between things, yeah.
Well, it's a TV show, number one.
Right. Is it really? Cool. Yeah. I always thought divine intervention was like when heaven comes, you know, like gets involved in something and like, you know, helps you out.
Yeah, that's divine intervention.
Right. So wouldn't that be, you know, heaven came in and helped
my head hurts.
Thank you.
10 o'clock yet?
McGill is like, it's been 10 years since I've been here. Nothing's changed.
Nothing has no, changed. Not at all. Not at all.
Let's take a call. How about that?
It's hot in here.
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey. How are you?
Don't get deep.
If you have death, you're getting off the phone right now.
Anything funny? Like, my dad said, don't touch that? Yeah.
We're shifting gears here. So my father immigrated from Poland, okay? I'm first generation USA.
Okay.
He didn't say much, but when he did, it was pretty funny. I remember I came home one time, I was like 18. My father's sitting at the table, and there's a bottle of vodka there and two shot glasses. He said, looks at me, he's like, seat down. I said, oh, boy, what the heck did I do? He's like, I talk to you. I said, okay. So he pours a shot of vodka for him, one for me. He's like, drink. I said, okay. Yeah, of course, I'm trying to not make a face. He's like, listen, in life, you remember two things. I said, what's that, Dad? Number one, don't let police bring you home. Number two, don't get bad reputation. Talk over. Get out.
Nice.
Talk over. Get out.
Right, shot to Dad.
Everything Beautiful. Else was like, forget finances, forget women, forget everything else. I had to learn the hard way. Lucky me. But no, don't get a bad reputation and don't let the police bring you home. That was it. That was Dad's life advice.
Right? That's beautiful advice. That two nuggets exactly. Delivered in like 10 seconds or less.
Plus booze.
Yeah. He was just like, okay, get out.
Talk over. Get out.
he was a great guy. He literally came from nothing. From a part of left Poland with his family and driving through a war zone, bodies. He told me a story once. Bodies, you know, horse-drawn carriage. Came here with nothing. In the end, through hard work only. Never did vacations, none of that stuff. I don't know anybody about any of that. But he ended up with a three-family house paid off, a single-family house paid off, six figures in the bank. And let me tell you something. He loved my mom. She passed away recently, 4 years ago. But he set her up like you wouldn't believe. And he's just a solid guy. And I can only hope to be as good as him and example of my two boys. So, again, thank you for the time, guys.
I think you will.
Thank you, man. Yep. It was a beautiful call. Yep. Great tribute.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.